It's been a little while. Joel filled in my seat for a couple of weeks, then he was away last week, and now we're back together again like a couple of old crumpets. And hello, Joel.
Hello.
How you going?
I'm quite well. How are you?
You might know Joel from his fantastic podcast, Old Newborough Blue, which is eight episodes in now? Ten? How many done?
I think I'm coming up to 12.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's time goes fast,
hey? It does.
But you can catch that on 2SDR.com. There's a little link on there, man. And there's even pretty pictures of Joel schmoozing up to people trying to get their songs out of them. But yeah, how you been?
I've been well. It's lovely to see you again. How are you?
Very well.
Yes?
Yes.
How's...
Look, I've recovered. Let's just say that.
Okay.
I don't want to think about it.
Look, you have to come to grips with it at some point. And we are obviously talking about NRL and the fact that... The Eels were knocked out?
Look, I was crushed. Look, I'm not going to lie. I was sitting there at the game on Saturday night, like not in tears, but just pretty much just devo, just sitting there just going, oh, so close, but yeah, so far.
Yeah.
And then I sort of thought about it and went, look, the Eels had a good season. We obviously had a crap season last year. This year we got fourth.
Yeah.
But yeah, we lost our two games in the finals, got kicked straight out. I think I was more disappointed that the last four teams left in the NRL, I just look at all four of them and go, I hate them all.
Yeah. They're not clubs that people love. There's one Sydney team. Yeah.
And no one loves the Roosters, I'm afraid. I'm sorry, Andrew, if you're listening, but no one loves the Roosters. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I guess I think a lot of people might be jumping on the Cowboys bandwagon just because they're sort of the underdogs, you know?
Yeah, they are. Because there's no Thurston. No Thurston. But Michael Morgan's basically filled Thurston's shoes and...
And his own.
Playing out of his skin.
He's wearing four shoes.
He's playing four shoes?
Yeah.
Wow. So he's only 12 people on the field and he's doing two positions
yeah,
at once.
Yeah, yeah.
Impressive.
And now there's talk of Matt Scott coming back, who's been out for almost the whole season.
He has. He did his knee in like the second game.
Yeah.
ACL.
So, I mean, for them, that's a huge in. Yeah. But it's only...
No, look, I think you're right. Out of the four teams left, if... We're not going to be patriotic and go for a Sydney team. I'd actually like to see the Cowboys beat the Broncos or the Storm. But
well,
of course,
they'd have to beat the Roosters first.
They'd have to beat the Roosters this week to actually play either one of those teams. We'll see what happens. Yeah, but no, look, I've recovered, especially after last night's game, the Matildas.
Yes.
In their second game against Brazil. It's making things feel better. Actually, the Matildas have been my recovery. Watching them play on Saturday night and then last night,
I would hope ridiculous. That everyone who supports NRL and your team is gone, so that's almost everyone, you're jumping on the Matildas bandwagon because they are fantastic.
Yeah.
They are the sort of team that you just love to watch. And this is coming from someone who doesn't particularly like soccer. I watch my brother play, and now I watch the Matildas play, and I love watching them play. They have this, I don't know, like an aura about them, the way they just seem happy. They like to play. They don't... You know, there's nothing, there's no one, no one's bigger than anyone else. They love to play and play for each other in there.
Like, you watch them play and they're smiling.
Exactly.
Know? Even the touchy, I saw the touchy last night, put someone offside.
Yeah.
And she's smiling and the player's like, oh, you got me. Yeah. You know, I was offside.
No, fair enough.
You know, you the men are always like, getting angry and kicking things and getting aggro.
Now, it was actually a bit of a heated game. There was almost.
Oh, yeah, you're right. At the end there, it got a bit.
Yeah, it's true. They are very happy and they love to play.
And bringing that up, what about Brazilians? They didn't want to shake hands
that
at the end.
That was very...
What was that about?
I don't know. I haven't read about why they didn't want to shake hands. Yeah. It seems a bit... It's bad sportsmanship, really. But, I mean, you know...
Well, they just lost the series 3-0.
Well, yeah, we've beaten them three times in a row. So, you know... Yeah, they're still... You should shake hands. I mean, Brazil had the world's best female soccer player. And we're still better than them. We should hopefully soon be ranked... fifth in the world.
Okay.
I think Brazil are about ninth.
Right.
And we're coming into November. November or I think it's going to be November when we play down in Melbourne. We got two games against China. Yeah.
Yeah. 22nd, 26th of November.
Yes. If you find yourself in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Go check
They're both down there? Like, are they playing?
Both two games. Yeah. Okay. One's at Amy and one's at another place that isn't Amy.
Nice.
Yeah. Awesome team. Lovable girls, just I can't say enough good things about them.
Yep.
Jump on them and watch them play because they're awesome. And I hope this does a lot for the W League as well, you know, because they had a sellout at Penrith.
Ben, and then I think 16,000 and
So 15,000 and something
in Penrith.
In Penrith, there's 16,000 and something in Newcastle last night. And I think the previous Matilda's biggest crowd was 5,000.
Yeah, right.
So you know they've
and I think that crowd last night was bigger than the GWS crowd at their final game Saturday night, where GWS I think barely pulled like 16,000.
It was
people
very
out there, which it's interesting because they're now into the preliminary final. There is a Sydney team in the preliminary final, but it's like the Swans got kicked out and everyone just went, eh.
Yeah, I know, but GWS. I'd like to think that people do get behind GWS because, you know, they're still part of Sydney.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in Sydney and you like AFL and maybe your Swans got booted, you may as well go for the GWS, right?
Yeah.
But maybe they just don't like them enough to go spend money to go to the game.
Perhaps, yeah. Well, I mean, it was the same night that Parramatta played, right?
So yeah, and we got 40 plus thousand.
Western suburbs went out to
the... Don't you bring that up again, did you?
Sorry. Well, you know. I mean, I don't know what to say. It happened. My Tigers went out ages ago. Yeah. Don't even worry about it. Oh, we can also talk about Des Hasler.
Oh, yeah.
Getting booted yesterday from the...
Boned.
Dogs. Boned, booted.
Like
got
a bone,
the ass.
Like a dog. From a dog, boned. Get it?
Oh, I see what you did there. That's very good.
And then there's someone who said, oh, who's going to be the new New South Wales captain? No, coach,
yeah.
Better not be Hasler.
Why? You don't like Hasler?
Oh, no, actually, I thought about, do I like him or not? And then I realized he took the Bulldogs to like two grand finals.
For the past 6 years, he's taken the Dogs to the finals.
Yeah.
Six in a row. And then, okay, this year they didn't.
He's an intense individual, but maybe that's what the Blues need, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I like him as a coach. And I'm still surprised that the Dogs got rid of him. Yep. I know the Dogs fans didn't particularly like him. But, you know, the team didn't play that well this year. You have to admit that.
Oh, the coach always gets the blame of it, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Tiger supporter. I know what it's like for the coach to get the blame.
Yeah.
We've had 50 coaches. Me too. And yeah, the Eels as well. Uh-huh. How many coaches have we gone through? I can't even remember my old coaches anymore. Yeah. So it's harsh on the coach when the team aren't performing.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, we might leave it there, Joel.
Yeah, that's a great idea. What are you having for dinner tonight? Salmon?
Yeah, salmon. Oh, what a segue, Joel. Kim Salmon. He's going to be on the air very, very soon. Look, I'm not going to tell everyone what Joel thought Kim Salmon was, but...
No, well, don't! Just... Hey, song. This is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
No, it's not. It's close to the long name. It's the tallest man on earth on every page.